Are y'all ready?
Er I alle sammen klar?
What are you waiting for?
Hvad venter I på?
You know, I am so blessed to see all of you here today.
Jeg er så velsignet at se jer alle sammen her I dag.
Honestly, I didn't think that many people would show up.
Faktisk så troede jeg ikke, der var så mange, der ville dukke op.
You know, it's fun to learn about all this stuff, but when you actually have to go and do it,
det er altså meget sjovt at lære om ting, men når du skal ud og praktisere det,
that's a whole different story.
Det er en helt anden historie.
So I am so blessed.
Jeg er meget velsignet.
That you have chosen to take a risk.
At I har valgt at tage en risiko.
And to get out of the boat.
Og komme ud af båden.
And try walking on the water.
Og gå på vandet.
Now it's so important that we keep our focus on Jesus.
Det er så vigtigt at vi fokuserer på Jesus.
So that we don't sink.
Så vi ikke falder I eller synker.
Okay. Now I want to just go over several things with you this morning.
Vi skal lige gennemgå en række ting her til morgen.
Some of it kind of is a review, and some of it is new stuff.
Der noget af det ligesom en gentagelse af det vi har været ind over, noget er nyt.
We mentioned yesterday that we will do a treasure hunt.
Vi talte om I går, at vi vil lave en skattejagt.
Do you know how many of you know what a treasure hunt is?
Hvor mange ved hvad en skattejagt er?
Like a spiritual treasure hunt.
Altså sådan en åndelig skattejagt.
You know what a worldly natural treasure hunt.
I kender alle sammen til sådan en verdslig eller det som går ud I verden med skattejagt.
And that's where people just, you know, you abandon everything in search of some great treasure wherever it is.
Det at du forlader alting og så går du ud på jagt efter en stor skat hvor end den måtte være.
Well, there's a lot of treasure right here in this community.
Der altså masser af skatte lige her I det nabolaget.
And so that's what we're going after.
Det det vi går efter.
In Luke chapter 15.
Altså Lukas 15.
Verse
8, 9
and
10. Vers
8
9 10. Luke 15 8 through 10. Altså Lukas 15
8-10. Or what woman if she has 10 silver coins and loses one coin does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it. When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost." In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Eller hvis en kvinde har 10 drakmer og taber en af dem, tænder hun så ikke et lys og fejrer I huset, der leder ivrigt, lige til hun finder den. Og når hun har fundet den, kalder hun sine veninder og nabokoner sammen og siger, glæd jer med mig, for jeg har fundet den drakme, jeg havde tabt. Sådan siger jeg, bliver der glæde hos Guds engle over en synder, som omvender sig.
That's what the treasure hunt is all about.
Det det, som skattejagt handler om.
There's a lot of lost coins out there.
Der masser af mistede mønter derude.
And notice that this lady looked everywhere.
Og bemærk, kvinden har kigget overalt.
She lit a lamp.
Hun tændte lys.
She swept the house.
Hun fejede hele huset.
She searched everywhere.
Hun søgte overalt.
And she kept looking until she found it.
Og hun blev ved lige til hun havde fundet den.
So that's what we're going to do with this treasure hunt.
Det er det vi gør.
You know, God desires that no one perish.
Gud han ønsker ikke at der nogen der skal fortabes.
But that all come to a place of repentance, that all come to salvation.
Men at alle kommer til omvendelse og frelse.
And they're all around us everywhere.
Og de er rundt omkring os overalt.
People that don't know Jesus.
Folk som ikke kender Jesus.
And part of our responsibility as believers,
og en del af vores ansvar som troende,
is to tell them that they can receive salvation.
Det at fortælle dem at de kan modtage frelse.
That they can begin a brand new life.
At de kan begynde et helt nyt liv.
It's like a totally fresh start in life.
En helt frisk start her I livet.
The Bible says that when you give your life to Jesus,
Bibelen siger, når du giver dit liv til Jesus,
that all things pass away.
At de gamle forbi.
And that everything becomes new.
Alt nyt.
It's like a fresh new start in life.
Det som en helt frisk ny start I livet.
And you see, God has placed in the heart of everyone a desire for him.
Gud han har lagt en længsel ned I hver eneste hjerte efter ham.
You know, the new age movement is growing so quickly all over the world.
Altså new age bevægelsen stiger eller øges over hele verden.
Because of a hunger and a desire for the supernatural.
Fordi der er en længsel og et ønske om det overnaturlige.
And unfortunately, the church hasn't been providing that like it should.
Og det har kirken desværre ikke tilbudt ligesom den burde.
And so people are going to go where they have to go to get it.
Så folk, de går derhen, hvor de kan få det.
So they're searching, they're looking for answers.
Så de søger og de leder efter svar.
But unfortunately, they're looking in the wrong place.
Men desværre kigger de det forkerte sted.
Because we as a church, and I'm speaking the whole church, not this particular church, I'm talking about all believers.
Fordi vi som kirker, her taler jeg som kirker generelt, ikke specifikt denne kirke.
We have not let our light shine.
Vi har ikke ladet vores lys skinne.
We have not been light and salt to the world.
Vi har ikke været lys og salt for verden.
Like we should.
Som vi skulle.
But all of that's changing.
Men nu skifter det.
And that's what I love about what God's doing right here in Denmark.
Og det er det, jeg elsker ved, at Gud han gør i Danmark.
Just like so many of you here today, I see the hunger all over this country.
Ligesom der med mange op her i dag, så ser jeg længslen over hele landet.
To see real breakthrough and to see real true revival.
Altså en længsel efter at se en sand vækkelse stryge hen over landet.
This is how it starts.
Det er sådan her det starter.
It doesn't start in these big huge mass meetings.
Det starter ikke ved de her kæmpe store møder.
It starts with one person.
Det starter med én person.
That's all.
Det er det hele.
Just one person.
Person.
One person at a time.
En person ad gangen.
And today there can be several of those one persons.
Og i dag kan der være masser af de her enkelte
personer. Become a treasure to you.
Som bliver en
right
skat for dig.
Community.
Lige her i omkring dig,
okay.
Nabolaget.
And then I don't know how many of us are there.
Hvor mange er vi?
40? 50? I don't know.
Yeah. 50 stykker.
40? Did somebody you counted? Okay, good. Okay. Now, multiply that.
Gange det med.
Okay. So if everyone finds one treasure,
så hvis alle finder en skat,
that's 40.
Det er 40.
What if you find two treasures?
Hvad nu hvis du finder to skatter?
That's 80.
Så er det 80.
And what if the treasure you find finds another treasure?
Og hvad nu hvis den skat du finder en anden skat?
Do you see how it multiplies?
Kan I se hvordan det ganger
op? How it grows?
Hvordan det vokser?
But we have to start someplace.
Men vi bliver nødt til at starte et sted.
We, you know, everywhere I go, people basically don't need any more teaching.
Altså uanset næsten hvor jeg kommer, så behøver folk ikke.
We've heard it all.
Behøver vi ikke mere undervisning? Vi har hørt det hele. Vi har hørt det hele før.
So it's time for us to take action.
For nu er det tid for os til at gå ud i aktion.
And to be moved with compassion.
Og blive bevæget af medfølelse.
For the lost coin.
For den tabte mønt.
And to be willing to do what this lady did.
Og være villig til at gøre det som denne kvinde gjorde.
Everywhere
og kigge overalt
we find it.
Indtil vi finder den.
Now, we have a treasure hunt map.
Vi har her et skattekort.
Can we hand these out? Let's give everyone two of them.
Lad os alle få to her de her små sedler.
And I'm going to explain how this works. This on this piece of paper.
På det her stykke papir. Nu skal jeg forklare hvordan det fungerer.
It has 5 points.
Så er der 5 punkter.
It's all in Danish, so I don't have any idea what it says.
Det er alt sammen på engelsk, så jeg aner ikke hvad der står.
I know what it's supposed to say.
Jeg ved hvad det burde sige.
Excuse me. Number one says location.
Det første er noget med sted eller.
Number two says a person's name.
Siger noget med et navn.
Number three, a person's appearance.
Noget med en persons fremtoning eller påklædning.
Number four, a person's physical problem or something that they need prayer for.
Det fjerde det er en sygdom eller hvad der nu måtte være galt, problem.
And then number 5 is just miscellaneous.
Og det sidste det er sådan blandet.
Anything that's not covered above.
Alt andet som ikke er ligesom dækket af det ovenover.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I'll wait till everybody gets
nu venter vi lige til alle har fået sådan en seddel.
And what we're going to do is we're going to take a moment.
Det vi gør, det er, at vi tager et øjeblik.
And we're going to wait on the Lord.
Så venter vi på Herren.
And ask the Lord for as many of these as possible.
Og bede Herren om at få åbenbaringer omkring så mange af de her mange af de her 5 punkter som muligt.
Now, what do we mean by location?
Hvad mener vi med sted?
Well, we're going to go to a certain area of town today.
Nu går vi hen i et bestemt sted i byen.
So in this particular case, you can still, you know, like God may give you like a tree.
Gud giver måske dig et træ,
a clock,
eller et ur,
or a doorway,
eller en eller anden bestemt døråbning,
or Rhema 1000,
Rhema 1000,
or the frozen food department in the store,
eller måske i frostafdelingen ind i Rhema 1000,
you know, or like you know, whatever, it can be anything that can be identified with a location.
Hvad som helst som du føler der kan blive identificeret med et sted.
Okay. As you're seeking, don't write anything down now.
Vi skal ikke skrive noget ned endnu.
As you're seeking the Lord, he may give you the name of a person.
Mens du søger Herren, så giver han dig måske et navn på en person.
If God gives you a name of a person,
hvis Gud giver dig et navn,
you write it there.
Så skriver du det ned.
Then God may give you a description of a person.
Måske giver Gud dig en beskrivelse af personen.
Now like the lady that saw the gray boots.
Der var en af de andre der så nogle grå støvler.
Okay, because I want to keep going back to that because that's exactly what we're
doing.
Det
vender lige tilbage til, fordi det er lige præcis det
she
som
she saw the gray boots. She could describe, you know, what they look like.
Hun kunne beskrive i detaljer hvordan de her grå støvler så ud.
And then she said a heart condition.
Og så sagde hun noget med hjerte.
Okay. So I encouraged her to do like the lady did looking for the lost coin.
Så jeg opmuntrede hende til at gøre ligesom kvinden der ledte efter den tabte mønt.
Everywhere she goes, look for those gray boots.
Og inden hun går, kig efter de her grå støvler.
And then when she finds the gray boots,
og når hun finder de grå støvler,
go up to the person.
Gå hen til personen.
And tell them that she's on a treasure hunt.
Og sig at hun er på skattejagt.
And that this lady fits the description.
Og den her dame passer beskrivelsen.
Who she's looking for.
Hvem hun kigger efter.
Okay? And then she can show the lady or the person her treasure list.
Og så kan hun vise den her stykke papir, det her liste af
that says
tegn.
Heart problem.
Siger noget med hjerteproblemer.
Okay. And so then the person looks at that.
Og så kigger personen på den her
and says, okay, I got on the gray boots.
Jeg har godt nok de grå.
But how did you know I have a heart problem?
Jeg har godt nok de grå støvler, men hvordan vidste du jeg havde hjerteproblemer? Gud har vist
mig. And I would like to pray for you.
Jeg vil gerne bede for dig.
Okay?
Okay.
And so then we pray for him.
Og så beder vi for ham.
Now that's what a treasure hunt is.
Det er det som skattejagt går ud på.
That's why we write down what we get in advance.
Det er det vi skriver ned på forhånd, det som vi føler Gud åbenbarer for os.
So that we can either go to the location that seems appropriate, like when you get downtown there may be a particular tree that you see and go stand by that tree.
Altså Gud kan måske åbenbare et træ for dig, så når du kommer ned til byen, så ser du det her træ, så stiller du dig hen til det træ og venter.
And then begin to look for the person
og begynder at kigge
the description
efter den person, som passer på den her beskrivelse.
So, if you get a name,
hvis du får et navn,
and you get a description of the person,
og du får en beskrivelse af personen,
if you see somebody that may fit the description,
hvis du ser nogen, som passer beskrivelsen,
go over and show them this.
Vi går og viser dem det her.
And see if that's their name.
Og spørg om det er deres navn.
Because that might be their name.
Det kunne måske være deres navn.
Okay. And then you've got their condition.
Så har du deres tilstand eller sygdom.
Something it may be like knee.
Det kan måske være knæ.
Back.
Ryg,
you know, foot.
Fod.
Arm. You know, headache.
Hovedpine.
It could be anything.
Det kan være hvad som helst.
Anything that comes to mind.
Hvad som helst der kommer til dig.
Okay. And then there may be something that doesn't fit in above. Whatever it is, write it down.
Og er der noget, som ikke ligesom passer op i de første rubrikker der, så kan du skrive det under andet. Altså.
Okay. So, let's just take a moment. And do you remember how we got words of knowledge for healing?
Kan du huske, hvordan vi går og talte om kundskabsord?
So that, you know, there was, you can see like a picture.
Måske kan du se et billede.
You can see like a movie.
Måske kan du se en film.
You can see the words written out.
Du kan se ordene skrevet.
You just know it. You don't know how you know it. You just know it.
Du ved det. Du ved ikke hvorfor du ved det. Du ved det bare.
You can feel it.
Du kan føle det.
You can think it.
Du kan tænke det.
And of course you can say it as you're saying it, then the rest of it comes.
Og ligesom du kan også sige det, når du ligesom du siger det, så kommer resten.
Well, this is the same way that God speaks to us.
Det her, det er den samme måde Gud taler til os.
Like in a vision.
Ligesom i en vision.
Or we get the impression about a person that God's going to bring across our path.
Eller vi får ligesom et indtryk af en person, som Gud han vil sende på vores vej.
Now this morning, while I was eating breakfast,
den her morgen, mens jeg spiste morgenmad,
I just asked the Lord. I said, Lord, you know, what about today?
Så sagde Gud, hvad med i dag?
And I saw a man that had gray hair, and he wore glasses.
Og jeg så en mand med gråt hår, som havde briller.
And he had on a dark jacket, like a lightweight jacket.
Han havde ligesom en let jakke på, en sort jakke, mørk jakke.
And then the Lord said a back problem.
Og så sagde han et rygproblem.
Okay, so that's my treasure hunt clues.
Det er mine spor.
So while I'm out there, I'm going to look for the person.
Så når jeg er derude, så kigger jeg efter den person.
And then I'm going to go up to the person.
Så går jeg op til personen.
And show them my treasure hunt.
Og så viser dem mit skattekort her.
And say, well, hopefully they can speak English, but I'll have to have somebody that can help me otherwise.
Måske kan de, hvis ikke de kan tale engelsk, så må jeg have nogen til at hjælpe mig.
And then ask the person. I'm going to ask him if he has a back problem, where he has back pain.
Og så kommer jeg til at spørge ham, om han har ondt i ryggen.
And then he'll say yes.
Og så siger han ja.
And then I'll say, well, is it okay if I pray for you?
Er det okay, jeg beder for dig?
I'd like to just pray for you.
Jeg vil bare bede for dig.
And then I'll pray for him.
Og så vil jeg bede for ham.
And then after he receives his healing.
Og når han har modtaget sin helbredelse.
Then I'll say, now, would you like to meet the person who just healed you?
Vil du gerne møde den person, som har helbredt dig lige nu?
And I would make it very clear that I'm not the one.
Og jeg skal nok gøre det klart, det er ikke mig.
I'm not the healer.
Jeg er ikke helbrederen.
That God is the healer.
Gud er helbrederen.
And that you can receive him into your life and you can start a brand new life.
Og du kan modtage ham i dit liv og du kan starte et helt nyt liv.
And I, you know, like usually I'll just tell the person, you know, that you've been looking for answers in life.
Du har måske kigget efter svar i dit liv.
And you've tried a lot of different things trying to find what you're looking for.
Og du har kigget mange steder for at finde det du forsøgte.
And I usually I'll say what you're looking for is not religion.
Det du kigger efter er ikke religion.
But it's a relationship.
Men det er en relation.
A personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
En personlig relation, personlig forhold til Jesus.
The Bible Christus. Says that everyone has sinned. We've all sinned.
Bibelen siger, at vi har alle syndet.
And we try to get to God through good works.
Og vi prøver at gå der igennem gode gerninger, eller godt nå til Herren.
Nice person. Ved
at være gode personer.
But the Bible says that won't get us to God.
Men det siger Bibelen, det leder os
that
ikke til Herren.
There's only one way
der er kun én vej
to God.
Til at komme til Gud.
And that's through Jesus Christ.
Og det er gennem Jesus Kristus.
Inviting him into our life.
Inviterer ham ind i vores liv.
To become our Lord and Savior.
For at være vores herre og frelser.
And then I like sometimes I'll you know in Romans 10, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Så vil jeg måske referere til Romerne 10, den som påkalder Herrens navn skal blive frelst.
Or if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord,
eller den som
believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved.
At den som tror og bekender Herren Jesus Kristus er Guds søn, som
but
vil blive frelst.
I find that the better verse, though it doesn't directly apply to the non-believer, it's actually written to the church.
Altså, jeg har egentlig fundet et andet vers, som egentlig måske ikke er rettet til folk, som ikke tror, men mere til kirken.
Where Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
Men jeg synes, det fungerer godt. Det siger, hør, jeg står foran døren og banker på.
And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into them.
Og den, som lytter og åbner døren og kommer og lader mig komme ind, ham vil jeg komme ind.
And so I just tell the person it's a matter of just opening up your heart and inviting him to come.
Det handler om at bare åbne dit hjerte og invitere ham indenfor.
And then lead them in a prayer of salvation.
Og så lede dem igennem en frelsesbøn.
Very simply, you know, Father, forgive me of my sins.
Far, tilgiv mig mine synder.
Come into my life.
Kom ind i mit liv.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
Jeg modtager dig som min herre og frelser.
Thank you for forgiving me.
Tak for at du tilgiver mig.
Thank you for giving me new life.
Tak fordi du giver mig nyt liv.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
It's that simple.
Så simpelt er det.
Just a real simple presentation.
Yeah.
Don't make it complex. Don't make it difficult to understand.
Bare en simpel præsentation, meget simpel. Ingen komplekse for lange forklaringer. Meget simpel.
And then you just found a lost coin.
Og så har du lige fundet en tabt mønt.
That's now saved.
Der nu er frelst.
Treasure hunt complete.
Så er skattejagten over.
You see, this is nothing but a door opener.
Det her, det er kun en døråbner.
To be able to talk to him about Jesus.
For at kunne fortælle eller tale med mennesker om Jesus.
Even if you pray for them and even if they're not healed.
Selvom du beder for dem og selvom de ikke bliver helbredt.
You still lead them in a prayer of salvation.
Så kan du stadigvæk godt lede dem til frelse.
People will appreciate the fact that you cared enough to be concerned for them.
Altså folk, de sætter pris på, at du overhovedet bekymrer dig om dem.
And so oftentimes, whether they're healed or not, it doesn't matter.
Det er så ofte kan det være lige meget, om de bliver helbredt.
They're touched that you care for them.
De bliver rørt af, at du bryder dig om dem.
And then they want to receive Jesus.
Så ønsker de at modtage Jesus.
Okay. And then of course encourage them to get involved in the local fellowship, get their name, their contact information.
Ja, så inviterer dem til at være med en del af det lokale fællesskab.
And follow up with them.
Få deres kontaktinformation og følge op.
So let's take a moment now.
Så lad os nu tage et øjeblik.
And I want you to just wait on the Lord.
Vent på Herren.
And let God speak to you through one of those 6 different ways that we talked about that you can receive a word of knowledge.
Og lad ham tale til dig på en af de 6 måder, som vi talte om i går, at du kan modtage kundskab på.
You may get something for all 5. You may only get 1 or 2.
Du får måske noget til alle 5. Måske når du får det kun 1 eller 2, det er lige meget.
Write down.
Bare skriv det ned.
And go with the first impression that you get. The first thing that comes, you go with that. Write it down.
Gå efter det første indtryk du får og skriv det ned.
And don't try to talk yourself out.
Lad være med at forsøge at tale dig selv ud af det.
Okay. In other words, write down the very first thing that comes to mind in the proper location.
Skriv det første ned, som kommer til dig på det rette sted, altså ud på det rette punkt.
It's important to write down whatever you get. Don't argue. Don't, you know, the very first thing that comes to mind in whatever form, you go with that.
Det er vigtigt, at du skriver det ned, som kommer til dig, ligesom det kommer, og ikke prøver at argumentere med Gud, om at det ikke kan passe eller noget. Skriv det ned, ligesom du får det.
If you get more than one, that's why you have the other piece of paper, to write down also on that one something else that you get, because you may get the description of 2 different people, or different conditions, or whatever.
Så også han siger, at både 2 sædler, det er, det kan være, at du får flere personer, eller flere sygdomme, eller flere forskellige steder, så skal du ned på 2 forskellige sædler.
Okay, how are we doing? Is everyone have at least one? If you don't, raise your hand.
Er der nogen, som ikke har noget, så prøv lige at række hænderne op.
Okay, good. So everybody's got something.
Så er nogen, der alle har skrevet et eller andet ned.
Okay. And of course you can still get it as the day goes on.
Du kan stadigvæk få det i løbet af
even
dagen.
Even before we leave to go out there.
Selv inden vi tager afsted.
And if you need more paper.
Og hvis du har brug for flere,
we'll give you more paper.
Stykker papir, så får I flere.
So that you can write this out.
Så kan skrive det ned.
Because you want to take it with you.
Du skal tage den med dig.
And on your first contact with a person.
Og ved din første kontakt med personen.
You say that we're on a treasure hunt.
Siger du, vi er på skattejagt.
And I think you're one of the treasures that we're looking for.
Og jeg tror, du er en af de skatter, vi kigger efter.
And then show them your piece of paper.
Så vis dem dit papir.
And get their reaction.
Og se på deres reaktion.
Because you don't tell them what's on your list.
Du siger ikke, hvad der står på listen.
And then show it to them. You show it to them first.
Du viser dem det først.
Because they know that you already wrote it down before you found them.
Så ved de nemlig, at du har skrevet det ned på forhånd.
Okay, so. No, it's not like you were at a distance and you saw them and then you wrote down a bunch of stuff and then you went up to them.
Nej, det er ikke ligesom om, at du så dem på afstand, og så gik du hen til dem, og så.
Okay. Now, in Acts chapter 9.
Apostlenes gerninger, kapitel 9.
Acts chapter 9, beginning in verse 10.
I begyndelsen af vers 10.
Now, there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Get up and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying.
I Damaskus var der en disciple, som hed Ananias, og til ham sagde Herren i et syn. Ananias, han svarede, ja, herre. Herren sagde til ham, rejs dig og gå hen i den lige gade og spørg, i Judas' hus efter Saulus fra Tarsus.
Now, God gave Ananias clues to a treasure.
Her giver Gud Ananias spor til en skattejagt.
He told him what street to go to.
Han sagde, hvilken gade han skulle gå til.
He told him what house to go to.
Hvilket hus han skulle gå til.
And he told him the man's name in the house.
Han fortalte ham om mandens navn inde i huset.
He got very specific locations.
Fik en meget specifik sted.
And then in verse 12.
Og i vers 12.
And he, speaking of Saul, has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight.
Og han har i et syn, for han beder, han har i et syn set en mand, der hedder Ananias, komme ind og lægge hænderne på ham, så han igen kunne se.
Okay, so there is the condition.
Så der er ligesom sygdommen.
He has a problem with his sight.
Han har problemer med øjet.
Verses 13 and 14.
Vers 13 og 14.
But Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard from many about this man, how much harm he did to your saints at Jerusalem, and here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name.
Men Ananias svarede, her, jeg har hørt mange gange, hvor meget ondt denne mand, eller hørt af mange, hvor meget ondt denne mand har gjort mod dine hellige Jerusalem. Og her har han fuldmagt fra ypperstepræsterne til at fængsle alle dem, der påkalder dit navn.
God, I don't want to do that.
Det her, det ønsker jeg ikke at gøre, Gud.
I'm full of fear.
Jeg har
frygt. He's an evil man.
Han er en ond mand.
He might kill me.
Han vil slå mig ihjel måske.
God, I can't do
that. Det kan jeg ikke gøre, Gud.
I don't want to. No, no, no.
Nej, jeg ønsker det ikke, her.
That is the normal response to doing what we're going to do today.
Det er det helt normale reaktion på det, vi skal i gang med nu.
We have fear.
Vi har frygt.
We try to talk ourselves out of it.
Vi forsøger at tale os selv ud af det.
We don't want to do it.
Vi ønsker ikke at gøre det.
But you know what's going to happen? What if we mess up or whatever?
Hvad skal der ske? Og hvad nu hvis vi fejler og vi har alle mulige tanker i vores
sind? But then the Lord spoke in verse 15.
Så siger Herren i vers 15.
But the Lord said to him, "Go." Now, he said go twice. He said in verse 11, "Get up and go."
Altså, men han siger det her i vers 15, men Herren sagde til ham, gå, og han sagde det to gange faktisk, også i vers 11, og så her i vers 15.
And now again in verse 15, when Ananias was arguing with the Lord,
og da Ananias han forsøgte at ligesom argumentere over for Herren,
he said, it's okay.
Så siger han, det er okay.
He said, you go.
Du går bare.
You just do what I said.
Du gør bare, hvad jeg siger.
For he is a chosen instrument of mine.
For han er et udvalgt redskab for mig.
To bear my name before the Gentiles and kings of the sons of Israel.
Som skal bringe mit navn frem for hedninger og konge og Israels børn.
For I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake.
Og jeg vil vise ham, hvor meget han skal lide for mit navns skyld.
So Ananias departed and he entered the house and after laying hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road by which you were coming has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Så gik Ananias, og da han kom ind i huset, lagde han hænderne på ham og sagde, Broder Saul, Herren har sendt mig, Jesus, som viste sig for dig på vejen hertil, for at du igen skal kunne se og blive fyldt af Helligånden.
And immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he regained his sight, and he got up and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened.
Og straks var det som der faldt skæl fra hans øjne, og han kunne se igen, og han rejste sig og blev døbt, og han tog føde til sig og kom til kræfter.
You see, Ananias's obedience.
Ananias' lydighed.
One person's obedience.
En persons lydighed.
Changed the course of history.
Ændrede den retning, som historien den tog.
One person.
En person.
That's all.
Det er det hele.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's what it's all about.
Det er det hele handler om.
We can do this.
Vi kan gøre det her.
Okay. No fear.
Ingen frygt.
Yeah, but what if they reject me?
Men hvad nu hvis de afviser mig?
In Luke chapter 10.
I Lukas kapitel 10.
When Jesus sent out the 70.
Da han sendte de 70 afsted.
He told them in verse 16.
Der står der i vers 16.
Luke chapter 10 verse 16. He said, the one who listens to you listens to me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects the one who sent me.
Den der hører jer, hører mig, og den der forkaster jer, forkaster mig, men den der forkaster mig, forkaster ham, som har udsendt mig.
You see, God told them to go, and their responsibility was to do what he said.
Altså, Gud han bad dem om at gå, og deres ansvar var at gå, gør som han sagde.
And so some people may reject you today.
Og nogen, der vil være afvisninger i dag.
But don't take it personal.
Men tag det ikke personligt.
It is not personal rejection.
Det er ikke en personlig afvisning.
They're not rejecting you as a person.
De afviser ikke dig som person.
They're rejecting the Lord whom you represent.
De afviser Herren, som du repræsenterer.
Understand this. This is so important.
Det er meget vigtigt.
Because when we go out there, you may not find the person today.
Fordi når vi går derud, så er det ikke sikkert, at du møder ham i dag.
But like the lady.
Men ligesom damen,
looking for the coin,
som kiggede efter.
She kept looking and looking and she looked everywhere
until she
found it. Men
ligesom damen, der kiggede efter mynten, hun kiggede og hun blev ved med at kigge og hun blev ved med at kigge og hun kiggede overalt.
So this afternoon we may come back and have our hot dogs and.
Så måske kommer vi tilbage og får vores hot dogs og.
And then you go home.
Og så tager du hjem.
And while you're driving home.
Og mens du kører hjem.
You may see the person.
Så ser du måske personen. Gå på gaden.
So you stop and you get out.
Så stopper du og går ud.
It may be tomorrow, it may be next week.
Måske er det i morgen, måske er det først om nu du ser den her person.
Keep this until you find that person.
Fast i den her seddel indtil du finder den person som Gud har åbenbaret for dig.
Okay. Now, I want to when it talks about when we talk about personal rejection.
Når vi taler om personlig afvisning. Afvisning.
I saw a man with a walker. You know what a walker is? You know, one of those.
Yeah, as jeg så en mand med sådan et gangstativ.
Things that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ved I, hvad jeg mener? Det gør jeg.
He was on the street and he was like this.
Han gik på gaden, han gik på den her måde.
I mean, really slow.
Altså meget langsomt.
And so I thought, well, I want to go pray for him.
Så jeg tænkte, jamen, jeg går derhen og beder for ham.
And so I walked out to him.
Så jeg gik hen til ham.
And I said, sir, I see that you're in a lot of physical have a lot of physical problems.
Min herre, jeg kan se at du har alvorlige fysiske problemer.
And you know, I'd like to pray for you.
Jeg vil gerne bede for dig.
And he lifted the walker up like this.
Så løftede han den her gangstativ op sådan der.
And he said, no.
Han sagde nej.
Get away. Get away from me.
Gå væk fra mig.
That's what he did.
Det gjorde han.
And so I said, well, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to disturb you.
Jeg beklager, herre. Det var ikke meningen, jeg ville forstyrre dig.
And I just walked away.
Så gik jeg væk igen.
But I prayed for him anyway.
Jeg bad for ham alligevel.
Capture his heart.
At Gud ville røre ved hans hjerte.
Now, he was not rejecting me personally.
Han afviste ikke mig personligt.
He was rejecting the Lord.
Han afviste Herren.
He was full of bitterness and full of anger.
Han var fuld af bitterhed og vrede.
You know, there's nothing that I could do.
Og det var ikke noget, jeg kunne gøre noget ved.
I gave him an opportunity.
Jeg gav ham en mulighed.
And that's all I can do.
Og det var det eneste, jeg kunne gøre.
So I don't take that as personal rejection.
Jeg tager ikke det som personlig afvisning.
I don't even know the man.
Jeg kendte ham jo slet ikke.
He didn't know me.
Han kendte ikke mig.
So he can't be rejecting me because of anything he knows about.
Altså, han ikke afvise mig på grund af noget, han ved om mig.
Except what I represent to him.
Men udover det, jeg repræsenterer for ham.
Now, we have another handout.
Vi har en anden seddel.
And this one, what does it say?
Og hvad siger
it's all in this funny
language. Yeah, it is. It says something.
It says, do you need healing? Is that what it says?
That's the headline, yeah.
Okay.
Are you in pain or having sickness in your body?
Okay.
Then we would like to pray for you that you may be healed right now.
Okay.
We are Christians from Aarhus Frikirke who believes that Jesus can heal you. God loves you, and so do we.
Okay. Now, so read that in Danish.
Yeah. Brug for helbredelse. Har du smerter eller sygdom i din krop, så vil vi rigtig gerne bede for dig, at du bliver helbredt lige nu. Vi er nogle kristne fra Aarhus Frikirke, som tror på, at Jesus kan helbrede dig. Gud elsker dig, og det gør vi også.
Okay. So, what we're going to do, we're going to hand these out also. But
dem her uddeler vi også.
You use these last.
Det her, det bruger til sidst.
You look for the person.
Du kigger efter den her person.
Okay. And but as if you're not finding the person.
Hvis ikke du finder personen.
And someone walks by, maybe a couple of people together.
Måske der er nogen der går sammen, måske går der et par forbi dig.
Maybe a husband and wife or a family.
En mand og en kone eller en familie.
Then go over and give them one for the group of people.
Så giv dem her gruppe af mennesker en.
Because we don't have enough to give to everyone.
Vi har ikke nok til at give til alle.
So give it to the couple or the family. Just give them one.
Bare giv dem en enkelt her til sådan en familie.
And then they'll read it.
Så læser de den.
And then you say, can we pray with you? Do you have any physical problem or pain in your body? We'd like to pray with
you. Har du nogen smerter eller har du nogen fysiske problemer? Kan vi bede for dig?
This makes it legitimate that you're real.
Det her, det får dig til ligesom virke ægte.
We're identifying the church.
Vi identificerer kirken.
And in most cases, they'll either say, no, I don't have anything wrong.
I de fleste tilfælde må de sige, jeg har ikke noget galt.
Or, God may give you a word of knowledge about them.
Eller Gud giver dig måske et kundskabsord omkring dem.
And just ask them as a question.
Og bare stille dem det spørgsmål.
Do you have knee pain?
Har du ondt i knæet?
And see what they say.
Se, hvad de siger.
Just ask, do one of you have knee pain?
Har du,
well, yes,
har du,
I
har
do. Well, can we pray for you?
Ja, det har jeg. Kan vi bede
so
for
then
dig?
You go, just go through the process.
Så går du igennem den her proces, som vi har snakket om de sidste par dage.
When we go out, we'll go in like groups of three or four together.
Vi går måske i grupper, tre, fire stykker sammen.
Because we don't want to all go together.
Vi ønsker ikke at gå sammen som en kæmpe stor gruppe til en person.
But you know, if there's three or four of you, that helps the comfort.
Det, hvis der er tre, fire stykker sammen, så giver det ligesom så
and
lidt mere
it
tryghed.
Makes it easier, and you can talk about as you're going, what you're doing.
I kan snakke sammen omkring det, mens I går.
And so that you can work together.
Så I kan arbejde sammen.
On this, and so then we'll give each group. We'll give you. Well, if there's 42, you know, like each person will get about three of these.
Så får måske hver person tre af dem her.
Okay. And then we'll have extras if you need extras, so that each person will have three of them.
Ja, vi har nogle ekstra, og I skal nok sørge for, at vi giver jer
but
nok.
Those three you can give, like if two people, or like if it's four people in a group, give them one.
Altså give dem en til en gruppe.
Because, and sometimes they may not want to have anything to do with you when they first get it.
Måske er det sådan, at først de får den her, så vil de ikke have noget med jer at gøre.
And then they may go into a store.
Så går de måske ind i en butik.
And the other person says, "Wait a minute, let me see that."
Nej, så er der en, der måske siger, "Nej, lad mig lige se det der."
And they say, "I want to go talk to him."
Jeg vil gerne prøve at snakke med
dem. And then they may come back to you.
Så kommer de måske tilbage.
And talk to you.
Og snakke med jer.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's they're going to have this to keep to keep with them. Now,
skal vi holde.
The most important thing is that we act in love. That's what this is all about.
Det her, det handler om, at vi går ud i kærlighed. Det er det, det hele handler om.
Be friendly.
Vær venlig.
A big smile.
Stor smil.
Say hello.
Sig hej.
You know, just to put them at ease.
Bare ligesom at få dem til at slappe lidt af.
Be a good listener. If they start talking, listen. Don't try to correct them or tell them they're a sinner going to hell. Don't do anything like that.
Vær lyttende og lad være med at afbryde dem og lyt til dem. Lad være med at sige dem, de er syndere, der alle sammen går til helvede.
So we want to listen.
Vi ønsker at være lyttende.
We don't argue with them.
Vi argumenterer ikke overfor dem.
We don't try to convince them.
Vi forsøger ikke at overbevise dem om noget.
We don't try to convince them we're right.
Vi forsøger ikke at overbevise dem om, at vi har ret.
If they become argumentative,
hvis de begynder at argumentere imod dig,
you just stop right then.
Så stopper du bare, siger.
Just say, well, I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Jeg er ked af, at du føler det på den måde.
You know, I pray that God will reveal himself to you in a very special way.
Og jeg beder for, at Gud han må åbenbare sig for dig på en særlig måde.
And I want you to know that I love you.
Og jeg vil gerne have at vide, at uanset hvad, så elsker jeg dig.
And that's all, and just stop right
there. Og så bare stop der.
You know, and then just and move on. That will get their attention.
Det skal nok få dem på deres opmærksomhed.
Okay. So when you first go up to somebody that's not on your treasure hunt list.
Så hvis du går hen til en, som ikke er på din liste, skattejagtliste.
Say hello.
Bare sige hej.
Do you have any pain or a physical condition in your body that we can
Har du noget en fysisk sygdom eller noget, som vi kan bede for?
And they say, well, you know, I don't know.
Og de siger, jeg ved det ikke, jeg ved det ikke.
Well, just say, well, you know, there's nothing to lose.
De siger, jamen, du kan sige, jamen, der er ikke noget at tabe.
Remember that phrase, there is nothing to lose.
Der er ikke noget at tabe, husk på det.
Because you might feel better.
Fordi måske får du det bedre.
Okay, so tell them, you know, well, there's nothing to lose. I mean, you know, just try it.
Ja, du kan bare prøve det, der er ikke noget at tabe.
You may begin to feel better.
Måske får du det bedre.
You know, don't make the statement that, you know, I'm going to pray for you and God's going to heal you.
Du skal ikke komme med en eller anden bombastisk udtalelse om, at jeg kommer til at bede for dig, Gud han helbreder dig.
Just encourage them that they have the opportunity to feel better.
Men bare ligesom opmunter dem til, at de har her en mulighed for at få det bedre.
That's just the safest way to go.
Det er den sikreste vej at gå.
It's so important that you act like you know what you're doing.
Det er meget vigtigt, at du agerer som om du ved, hvad du har med at gøre.
Even if you don't, just relax.
Selvom du ikke føler, du gør det.
And just act confident.
Så bare så bare agerer med en selvsikkerhed.
And that confidence will impress them.
Den vil også imponere dem, den selvsikkerhed.
Okay? And it will put them at ease.
Og det får dem til at slappe af.
Because they think you know what you're doing.
Fordi de tror, du ved, hvad du gør.
And it makes it easier for them to respond.
Og det, det gør det lettere for dem at respondere til dig.
In Proverbs chapter 28,
Ordsprogene 28, vers 1,
it says the righteous
siger den retfærdige
are as bold as a lion.
Er lige så frimodige som en løve. Okay?
So we're going to just act confidently.
Så vi skal være selvsikre eller sikre på os selv.
Now, one other thing.
En anden ting.
Did everybody write something on your piece of paper?
Har alle skrevet noget ned på papiret?
Everybody got something. Okay. If you get more, then use your next other piece of paper. We have more of those too.
Ja, hvis du har brug for flere papirer, så skriv ned på det, eller hvis ikke du har nok fået nok papirer, så kom op til Anders, han har nogle flere.
Now, I want to go back to Matthew chapter 9.
Jeg går lige tilbage til Matthæus 9.
Verses 35.
Vers 35.
And following.
Og der videre.
Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest."
Jesus gik omkring i alle byerne og landsbyerne, underviste i deres synagoger, prædikede evangeliet om riget og helbredte al sygdom og lidelse. Da han så folkeskarne, ynkede han over dem, for de var vanrygtede og forkomne som får uden hyrde. Da sagde han til sine disciple, høsten er stor, men arbejderne få. Bed derfor høstens herre om at sende arbejdere ud til sin høst.
So that's what we're doing today.
Så det er det, vi gør i dag.
We're obeying the call of God to send laborers out into the harvest.
Vi adlyder Guds kald om at sende arbejdere ud.
And then in chapter 10 in verse 1.
Og i kapitel 10 vers 1.
And Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and he gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness.
Jesus kaldte sine 12 disciple til sig og gav dem magt over urene ånder, så de kunne uddrive dem og helbrede al sygdom og lidelse.
He gave them authority to do exactly what he did.
Han gav dem magt til at gøre præcis det, de gjorde.
Healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness.
Altså at helbrede enhver sygdom og lidelse.
Verses 7 and 8.
Og vers 7 og 8.
And as you go, preach, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give."
Gå ud og prædik, himmeriget er kommet nær. Helbred syge, opvæk døde, gør spedalske rene, driv dæmoner ud. I har fået det for intet, giv det for intet.
And then back in Luke chapter 10.
Og Lukas kapitel 10.
In verse 1.
Vers 1.
And after this the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them in pairs ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come. And he was saying to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
Derefter udpegede Herren 72 andre og sendte dem i forvejen to og to til alle de byer og steder, hvor han selv agtede sig hen. Han sagde til dem, høsten er stor, men arbejderne få. Bed derfor høstens herre om at sende arbejdere ud til sin høst.
First he sent out 12, then he sent out 70.
Først sendte han 12 ud, og så var det 70.
With exactly the same commission.
Med den samme befaling eller den samme opgave.
And in verse 9,
i vers 9.
And heal those in it who are sick and say to them, "The kingdom of God has come near you."
Helbred de syge i byen og sig til dem, Guds rige er kommet nær til jer.
And again in verse 16.
Og igen i vers 16.
The one who listens to you listens to me.
Den der hører jer, hører mig.
And the one who rejects you rejects me.
Og den der forkaster jer, forkaster mig.
Remember, it's not personal rejection.
Husk, det er ikke en personlig afvisning.
And then in Mark.
Markus
chapter 16.
Markus 16.
Verse 15.
Vers 15.
And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation."
Så sagde han til dem, gå ud i al verden og prædik evangeliet for hele skabningen.
Now that word "preach" doesn't mean a professional preacher.
Det her, det handler ikke om en professionel prædiker.
It literally means just to proclaim, just to talk about the gospel.
Det handler bare om at proklamere eller om at tale om evangeliet.
In verse 17,
vers 17,
these signs will accompany those who have believed.
Og disse tegn skal følge dem, der tror.
He sent out the 12, he sent out the 70.
Han sendte 12 ud, han sendte 70 ud.
Now he's sending out every believer.
Og nu sender han alle troende ud.
That's you and I.
Det er dig og mig.
In my name they'll cast out demons, they'll speak with new tongues, they'll pick up serpents, if they drink any deadly poison it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
I mit navn skal de uddrive dæmoner, de skal tale med nye tunger. Og de skal tage på slanger med deres hænder, og drikker de dødbringende gift, skal det ikke skade dem. De skal lægge hænderne på syge, så de bliver raske.
And then in verse 20,
og i vers 20,
they, the believers, responded, and they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed.
Men de drog ud og prædikede alle vegne, og Herren virkede med og stadfæstede ordet ved de tegn, som fulgte med.
Okay. They were obedient, and as they went and did, God confirmed the very words that they spoke out of their mouth.
Altså, de tog afsted, og Gud tog med dem, og han bekræftede hver eneste ting, at det som de sagde.
With signs and wonders and
miracles. Med tegn
miracles.
Og under og mirakler.
And then in John,
og Johannes,
chapter 14,
Johannes 14,
verse 12,
vers 12,
Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me."
Sandelig, sandelig siger jeg, den der tror på mig.
In other words, this is any believer.
Det er altså med andre ord, enhver, som tror.
He said, "The works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father."
Han skal også gøre de gerninger, jeg gør. Jeg gør større gerninger end dem jeg. In dem, for jeg går til faderen.
When Jesus went to the Father,
da Jesus gik til faderen,
the Holy Spirit,
så sendte han Helligånden,
to dwell inside of us,
som skal hvile i
to
os,
empower us and equip us,
til at give os kraft og udruste os,
the work of Jesus,
til at gøre Jesu gerninger.
Whether anybody else does it or not,
uanset om der er andre, der gør det,
we're gonna do it.
Så gør vi det.
In John chapter 21,
og Johannes 21,
Jesus said to Peter,
så sagde han til Peter,
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 follow me.
Følg mig.
And you know what Peter said?
Ved du hvad Peter sagde?
Peter said, "Well, yeah, but what about John?"
Men han sagde, jamen hvad med Johannes?
And Jesus said, "What is that to you?"
Hvad handler det om dig? Eller
what John does or doesn't do, that's none of your business.
Hvad Johannes gør eller ikke,
what is that to you?
Det har ikke noget med dig at gøre.
You follow me.
Han sagde, følg du mig.
It doesn't matter what anybody else does or doesn't
do. Det handler ikke om andre gør eller hvad de ikke gør.
Okay? Doesn't matter what anybody else says.
Eller hvad andre siger.
We can't say, "Well, yeah, but why aren't they here? Why don't they come? Why, what about them?"
Vi kan ikke bruge den der med at pege på alle andre og sige, "Jamen, hvad med dem? Og hvorfor gør de ikke noget? Og hvad med dem?"
And Jesus says, "Hey, wait a minute. What is that to you?"
Jesus siger, "Hvad er det der med dig?"
The most important thing is that each one of us do what he says to do.
Det der er vigtigst, at vi hver især gør det, vi bliver bedt om at have.
That's what's happening today.
Og vi følger ham, og det er det, der sker i dag.
We're going and doing the works of Jesus.
Vi gør Jesu gerninger.
And then we leave the results up to him.
Så lader vi resultaterne være op til ham.
Now, you may not see anything happen at all today.
Der sker måske slet ikke noget i dag.
But it's practice.
Men det er øvelse.
At least we're doing it.
Gør vi det?
You remember Heidi Baker?
Kan I huske Heidi Baker?
You remember John Wimber?
John Wimber.
Okay. No results.
Ingen resultater.
In Heidi's case for a year, zero results.
I Heidis tilfælde et år uden
in
resultater.
John Wimber, a year and a half.
I John Wimbers tilfælde 18 måneder.
But he kept doing it.
Men han fortsatte.
So we're going to start.
Så vi starter
and
nu.
I think you're going to encounter some today.
Og vi vil opleve nogle i dag.
That God will begin to touch.
Som Gud vil røre.
And that they'll receive a healing.
Og de vil modtage helbredelse.
Maybe a partial, maybe a total healing.
Måske en delvis eller måske en fuld helbredelse.
There'll be opportunities. Listen, if just one person.
Hvis bare en person
gives their heart to Jesus today,
giver deres hjerte til Jesus i dag,
it's worth it all.
Så er det hele værd.
If just one person,
bare en person,
That's the lost coin.
Det er den mistede
That's
mønt.
The treasure that we're going after.
Det er den skat vi går efter.
Okay.
Okay.
So, what I'd like to do is I want to lay hands on every person in here.
Jeg vil gerne lægge hænder på hver eneste person herinde.
I pray for impartation for every
om
one
en,
of you.
En overførsel af Guds kraft.
And then we'll go.
Så går
you
vi.
can tell us where to go or like does everybody know where we're Excuse me.
Anders kan måske fortælle noget om, hvor vi kan gå hen eller
Nobody knows where we're going. Do you know where we're going? You don't know where we're going. Okay.
Der er ikke rigtig nogen der ved hvor vi går hen, men det må vi lige finde ud af.
Okay, so we're going to find out how spiritual we all are.
Så vi finder ud af hvor åndelige vi alle sammen
er. See, we all end up at the same place.
Ja, om vi alle sammen ender det samme sted.
Okay. After we do the impartation.
Når vi har lavet den her bøn om overførsel.
I want you to get together and predetermine, you know, like in small groups, you know, 3 or 4 people.
Så måske så går I sammen i små grupper af 3-4 stykker, som går sammen.
And then we'll hand these out.
Så deler vi dem her ud.
To you.
Så ud til jer.
So that everybody has some, but we'll have more a supply of them if you need more. You come find us.
Vi har et ekstra lager, så må I lige finde os, hvis der.
And we'll give you more. Okay.
Så giver vi jer flere.
Okay, great. Okay. Now. You guys are amazing.
I er fantastiske.
So, I want you to just really be at peace.
Bare vær helt slap helt af.
Just entertain the presence of God.
Søg Guds nærvær.
Okay? Let him just overwhelm you with his presence.
Lad ham overvælde dig med hans nærvær.
Now, I think how we'll do this.
Jeg tror den måde vi gør det på.
Why don't we all just get up and just form a line.
Hvis I nu alle sammen kommer op og stiller jer på en linje her eller en række her.
And I'm just going to come by and I'm going to quickly just lay hands on each one of you.
Så vil jeg hurtigt lægge hænder på hver eneste af jer.
Remember, more can happen in 1 second.
Der kan ske mere på 1 sekund.
In the manifest presence of God.
I Guds nærvær.
In years outside of the presence of God.
Der vil kunne ske i årevis uden hans nærvær.
When you read the Bible, do you realize how much happened just with a touch?
Hvis du læser Bibelen, ved du meget, der skete bare ved min berøring.
So this is not a soaking impartation.
Så det her, det handler ikke om, at vi ligesom suger til os eller ligger i blød i.
It's not to receive a prophetic word.
Det handler ikke om at modtage profetiske ord.
Okay. No, it's just a quick impartation.
Det er bare en hurtig overførsel af kraft.
For today, for evangelism.
For evangelisation.
And for healing.
For helbredelse.
And for the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Og for åndens gaver. Blive rystet op i dig.
Got it?
Okay.
Then after we do this, then we'll hand out. We'll get in little groups, and then we'll hand out these other pieces.
Efter det her, så vil vi lige uddele det sedler til dem, som ikke har fået, og så vil vi danne grupper.
As I'm coming by and as I lay hands on you, I'll be saying things.
Altså, når jeg kommer og lægger hænder på dig, så siger jeg noget.
But it's not specifically for the person that I may have my hands on right then.
Det er ikke nødvendigvis specifikt for den person, som jeg lægger hænder på.
It's for every person in the room. Everything I say is for every person in the room.
Alt hvad jeg siger er til alle personer i rummet til at modtage.
Got it?
Okay. Så ikke til enkelte personer nødvendigvis.
So I want you to just relax and begin to entertain the presence of God.
Så jeg vil gerne have du bare slapper af og begynder at søge Guds nærvær.
And I want you to ask the Lord.
Jeg vil have du spørger Herren.
What you feel like you need the most as we do this impartation.
Om hvad du mangler mest når vi kan lave den her kraftoverførsel.
Freely I've received, freely I give.
Jeg har modtaget for intet, det giver jeg også videre for
intet. So I may just have a little piece of that puzzle that you need.
Så måske har jeg bare en lille del af det puslespil, som du mangler
so
i dag.
That's what we're going for.
Så det er det, vi går efter.
Okay, so Father, we thank you.